Okay, so, which motion would you all like me to?
Anybody want to make a motion?
Well, go ahead, David.
Right.
One is basically the table motion.
Okay, I'll read the first motion. Authorize staff to pause accrual and payment of a cost of living.
I'm sorry, Josh, which one? Are you reading the pause motion?
Pause.
Okay, thank you.
Authorize staff to pause accrual and payment of a cost of living adjustment as required by the board's rule adopted on August 8th, 2024, until such time as the full board is present to consider whether the adjustment should be paused until the litigation with the city of Dallas is resolved and the board has determined there's adequate assured funding to pay for future cost of living adjustments. And if the board so determines, accrual and payment of any past cost of living adjustments which were paused by this motion.
Okay. So, is there a motion? Is there a second? Okay, so all in favor say aye.
Raise your hand.
Right. All opposed? So the motion does not pass.
Right.
Right. Second motion.
Authorize staff to pause accrual and payment of a cost of living adjustment as required by the board's rule adopted on August 8, 2024, until such time as the litigation with the city of Dallas is resolved and the board has determined there is adequate assured funding to pay for future cost of living adjustments. And if the board so determines, accrual and payment of any past cost of living adjustments which were paused by this motion.
So moved.
Second. Hearing none, the motion does not move forward. So we're going to
executive director report. Yep. Okay, for this month, you have your NCVers and TechVers monitors. We had one open records request, and as Brenda announced, we're doing an RFP for actuarial services. That's one of the professionals that reports to the board, so I want to let you know that. And that's all I have.
Okay.
So a motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
Smooth.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay. Hearing none. So supplemental meeting. Do we have any public comments?
I appreciate y'all letting me talk. I've been retired for the past 6 years or a few months. Before that, I was a fireman. I was fired for
29 and a half years. I signed up for the benefits with the HSA department back in 2020, and now my account's $2,500 to $3,000 short, depending on who you ask. If you ask me, it's $2,500. If you ask my accountant I had to hire, it's $2,500. If you ask the city, it's $3,000. This has been going on since January of this year. I discovered the error, and to date, they've done absolutely nothing to fix it. I just went by there while y'all were between sessions, and they have the door to benefits locked. You can't get in if you stand around waiting for somebody to leave. And I realize what I'm fixing to ask y'all or tell y'all is really not y'all's job, but my benefits are held out of my pension check, and then they go to the city of Dallas, and once they get to the city of Dallas, they don't go into my HDSA account sometimes for 3 months. You can look on the deposits, and you can see they've made two deposits in one day, and then the next day they'll make another deposit. Some years they've made deposits 8 times. Some years they've made 10 times. There's some in there that made 12, but I get 12 paychecks a year, and every paycheck had the same amount withheld from it. What I'm here for is, it's my understanding we get a letter every January that tells us we're good for $3,000 deduction for the money that's held out for our benefits. It takes about 2 months to cover every bit of that and then some. But one of the things you look up on the IRS tax code, it says that the money had to be held out of our check. Well, it's come to my attention that cities like Mesquite are no longer holding it out of their checks because you don't have to do that to get the deduction. I called the pension office when I started noticing this, talked to Cynthia Thomas, who told me she was the liaison between the pension system and the city benefits. And she told me that the benefits does not want them to give out names and phone numbers. That's a red flag right there. That's a big red light. Don't even bother us with your problems. Since you worked for us for 30 years, we're not worried about your health or anything anymore. I would suggest that if y'all want to continue to hold the money out of my check, because if y'all do that, the city's not going to let me have any other options. I'm good with paying them. They probably don't trust me because some people aren't going to pay it on time, and they have probably going to have to hire a whole new department to get that done. But I think if we call the pension office, we should be able to get a name, a phone number, an email address with somebody with the city that can fix our problem. Furthermore, if you were able to say, hey, if you'll call back in a couple of weeks, let us know how it goes. And if it didn't go well, then, you know, maybe a supervisor or something gets involved. Because I can guarantee you this, I've been dealing with this all year. You're not going to get a hold of a supervisor over there. You're doing good if you can get a hold of the benefit counselor. They told me in an email about 6 weeks ago I was $3,000 short. I said, all right, go ahead and put the money in the account. They're not doing anything. It's not like they're stealing my lunch money. They're stealing my health care money. I've got a wife that was diagnosed with terminal 2 breast cancer in 2013. I know how fast you can blow through $21,000 for medical bills. It's pretty fast. Months, not years. This money is near and dear to me, and if y'all can be of any help to force them to do what's right, I would certainly appreciate it. And I don't think I'm the only retiree that's experiencing this, because when I talked to Cynthia Thomas, she said that they've had several complaints about benefits coming out of paychecks and everything. So and I'm not even sure how many people can audit their account, and I'm pretty sure that I'm in the minority of people that are going to go hire a CPA to look at it. I've called the Federal Trade Commission, who's told me nobody's going to have jurisdiction over them because it's a municipality, and they've suggested I get an attorney. I was just speaking with Jeff, the Dallas Firefighters Association president, and he doesn't have an attorney he can refer me to. So I'm going to have to go get an attorney that doesn't even know the city's limitations and how the city works. And I know what an attorney's going to say. The $3,000 you're talking about is not going to pay me very long. That's what I'm going to hear. And with all the other hits, and I'm not blaming anybody, but we've taken some hits, I think we should be able to get the benefits we're paying for. They're expensive to start with, and when they're taking money out of my check and not putting it in my health savings account, that's unacceptable. Anyhow, I appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to me.
Sir, if you will stick around to the end of the meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a conversation.
I'll be here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Okay, so the motion to approve the minutes with supplemental meeting.
So
moved. Yes, second.
Second.
All in favor? Everyone saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes.
Yeah, so here we have the same motion that you made in the regular session on the budget, here again for the supplemental. So is there anybody who would like to make the same motion? I don't think we need to read through it again. It's on the screen, please.
Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Okay.
Any opposed? Say nay. Hearing none, the motion passes. And the motion to adjourn the supplemental meeting.
So moved.
Your second?
Okay.
All favor during the supplementing meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. All right.